And the time is, please, how much, what time it is?
7:10. This is Pacifica National Board continuation adjourned meeting.
Hi, this is Rob Robinson.
Okay, so are we going to take the... When we,
oh, please go ahead, Mr. Roll Call.
Are we on? Or are you going to...
Okay, just Mary. Mary, please.
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Let me do a little introduction, and then after that,
yes,
take the roll call.
This
thank
is
you.
Our...
Thank you. This is a continued meeting of an adjourned meeting of PNB, and there are only one item on the agenda, and Mary, would you take the roll call and see if you have a quorum?
Yeah, Mary Berg is present. Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Lydia Yverson?
Here.
Casey Berg?
Here.
Lisa Davis? Lisa. Ray LaForest?
Right here.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Rosar Brondella?
Here.
Sandra Rawline? Bertold Reimer? Rob Robinson?
Here.
Rick Robbins? Robbins? Thomas Ruffin?
Here.
Thank you. Wendy Shrell? Lori Fisher? I heard somebody speaking. Is that someone? I heard something. Okay. Well, Don White?
Here.
LaVarne Williams? Michael Woodson?
Yeah.
Is Lonnie Hicks available? Dan Siegel?
Lonnie's here. I'm here. This is Dan.
Thank you. Okay,
Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa's here.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Okay. I still need your motion, Lisa, from
I'm sorry,
Friday.
What did you say?
I need you to email that. I'll just catch you while I can. Okay.
I made a motion.
Anyway, we have a quorum.
Jamaica! He's going to make it!
The giant game is on. You all don't realize what a sacrifice this is.
Before we start, I would appreciate if you could mute your telephone if you're not speaking, so that we don't have to listen to these strange animal sounds and trains and everything else and television. Thank you very kindly, and we have I would propose ask for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
This is Lydia. I would like to
move the agenda. Is there any second to that?
Second. I could.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, I'd like to. I have after the motion that was moved by Bob Lederer, that I would like to have 15 minutes to reconsider a motion that we previously passed in this session, since this is an adjourned meeting, it's the same meeting, and I was on the prevailing side, so I need to add that to the agenda, and this is the tiebreaker motion.
Now, question I ask...
Not a delegate election-related issue.
All right, the question I ask is, before we reconsider the motion, were you on the winning side?
Yes, I was.
You voted on it. And also, since it's a continuing meeting from the last one, so the motion is in order, and put that...
This is Margaret. Can I ask what the motion is?
I'm sorry?
Oh, what motion is Lydia asking to be added?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just finish typing it, and I'll send it right now.
How much time would you...
Why not just tell us what to do? 15 minutes.
Wait a minute. This is Margaret. I wasn't finished. Is this an election-related issue, or is this a new issue?
This is an issue that we passed in this previous adjourned session, in this session. a week ago today.
But is it a delegate election-related issue?
Is it election-related? Because
yes.
This meeting was supposed to deal with one agenda item that's election-related, and many of us, including myself, have very limited time. I'm actually in the
hallway.
It is election-related, and this will be should be a 15-minute item.
Right now,
this is Wendy. I'm here.
Right.
Hi.
Right now.
Thank you, Wendy.
Right now, we want to put on the agenda, and I have just told that it's just a motion to reconsider for 15 minutes on that item.
I would like to speak.
That is an order, and so we'll put that on there.
This is Wendy. I'd like to be on this deck.
This is Sandra. I would like to be on this deck.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to strictly address whether we want to, it will be on the agenda, because it's legitimate to put on the agenda. And if you guys want something different, that's something different. Okay, so who was your motion is to reconsider. Who seconded that motion?
Which one?
That's Lydia Berzon.
What motion is that?
Lydia, would you send that to her?
But it's not. We're not seconding the motion. We're just trying to do the. I'm just adding it to the.
This is okay. It's a KPFT motion, right?
This is Wendy. Please tell us what it is.
That it be added to the agenda.
What is it?
We want to know what it is.
I just sent it to the PMB.
Tell us in words.
It's to reconsider the previous motion, because the previous motion said the tie-breaking coin toss had to take place by today. So we need to find an alternative to making that happen.
Motion to reconsider takes two-thirds?
Majority. It takes a majority as long as it's within the same meeting, and this is an adjourned meeting. Meeting.
Lydia and Wendy, please just let me run the meeting, okay? And right now, we are saying that the motion to reconsider is an order, because it's part of the continued PNB session. And motion was adopted.
Put me on the stack, please.
The last
please.
Meeting, and the motion Mary adopted Bird, was that
stack,
that each we'll consider the merits of that motion later. But first of all, it is an order to reconsider that motion that was adopted on KPFT Houston.
I thought you were asking the board if it was.
I'm sorry?
Are you asking the board if it's
no, so? I know it was adopted. We passed the motion.
I'm sorry. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Who would like to speak to a reconsideration of the motion?
And I second the motion.
Okay, so now.
Mr. Chair? Mary Berg here. We are still adopting the agenda, and now we've agreed, according to what you said, that this is an order on the agenda.
Adopting the agenda that this one is an order to reconsider the motion.
So now do we not have to approve the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Because if so, I move to approve the agenda as amended. Then we can continue.
Sarf, can I clarify my item?
Okay, that's number one item?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I would like to request 20 minutes for it.
20 minutes? Okay.
We had said 15.
Sarv, this is Wendy.
Okay, just a second. Hold it. Okay, so 20 minutes for that and 15 minutes for Lydia. Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
Well, we're talking about whether to approve the agenda, right? So I think it's in order to talk about the items on the agenda, and I think that I agree with Margaret. What we talked about this agenda was going to be was just about the 24-member motion by Bob. So now, in the last couple of hours, I saw something on the list saying that we were going to talk about a KPFT motion, and I'm just going to tell you guys that, you know, the KPFT board is taking the motion about the staff director election very seriously. We were informed of what the motion was on Tuesday. We have better than what you guys are saying. We have called a meeting to talk about the motion and the director's issues, which we never heard about before it was brought to the PNB last Sunday. So This is out of order. It was not noticed on this agenda, and KPFT is handling our business, and we are going to rock, you know, what?
It's not on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda. Thank you, Ambrose.
Mr. Chair, is there may I please a point of clarification in that that was on the agenda, and it was inadvertently last week on the
agenda. There was four things on the agenda. We didn't do any of them. We're just doing Bob's.
Wendy, please let me.
This is all said.
Okay.
Now, was on the agenda.
Selection to me. Sorry.
Can I please finish what I'm saying, and then you can, I'm trying to
I'm sorry.
Give the background of it.
Just 1%.
It was on the executive.
I was going to ask that directors be recognized before they speak. This is our last meeting. I'd like to do it a little bit more decently.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, please, just 1%.
May I finish what I was saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was on the executive session and at the last meeting, and inadvertently it was an error because we had it on the 113 error that had passed, that there would be a coin toss or a drawing of straw. There was a report back regarding that matter that Lydia Brazan moved to put to the public session. This happened on our Friday 118, and that passed 12 yes, 1 no, 2 abstentions. So that item is on the agenda of the adjourned meeting that we are taking up now, which is why it is on this agenda now.
I have a point of order when you're guys are ready.
That we had, and it was all noticed as had been received by everybody.
Thank you. Since I did not, the chair did not have the benefit of the minutes, but I do recall.
It was not minutes,
did,
it was the motion passed.
We passed the motion, and we said that that item needs to be addressed in the public agenda. And so,
this is Evelyn. Can I get on the stack, please?
Sure. You had a point of order, Wendy?
Well, my point of order was that it was way before 12:18 when we were talking about the executive session agenda, when it was me that moved that we postpone this item until the regular session. And then when we went to the regular, when we ended the executive session, we decided that we were only going to consider Bob's motion about the 24. That was it.
Well, we didn't pass that. But we had referred the other one. You know, this is the only public session we have. So, you know, it's up to you guys. You can vote on it. You decide what you want.
Well, let's hear what the other directors have to say, okay?
Okay, all right.
Always amend an agenda.
All right, so what we can do is we can take these items, and when we get to that particular item, if you think that it should not be there, you know, you can vote it, whatever.
Point of order. We're approving the agenda right now.
Okay,
let's hear what the other directors have to say.
All right, so.
Bob was on the stack.
So was Evelyn.
So was Evelyn.
Bob. Evelyn.
So was Sandra.
Sandra. Who else? Okay, Bob.
Let me pass for now, please.
Okay, Evelyn.
You know, this is. I don't understand why this item is being pushed so hard, since KPFT is dealing with the issue on Tuesday and has called a special meeting to do precisely what we were directed to do. And also, we didn't get. No one was nice enough to forward the approved motion until it was asked for. Had it not been asked for, we might not have gotten it until today. So how could the LSB act on it without even having the information? And, you know, we keep talking about, you know, we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And that's a flagrant dishonest quote. Because KPFT has done everything they could do to meet the requirements and to meet what the elected or what Michael has asked. So, you know, I'm really concerned about the manner in which this is being handled, because it's not being handled forthright and up front.
Don White on the stack.
Sandra?
I'm here and concur with Evelyn's statement that the station board at KPFT is doing the utmost to address Woodson's concern concerns about the staff. We do have a meeting set for this Tuesday. Do by the LLP and by from Director Woodson. So I would request be removed from this agenda at this time, and that we go forward with whatever else needs to be addressed.
Thank you. Bob?
And Ray, please, after.
Okay, yeah. I would just like to point out what Robert's rule says about motions to reconsider, because that's what we're dealing with here. It's not a new item of business. It's a motion to reconsider something we adopted earlier in this same meeting.
Do you know what it is?
Just, Wendy, please.
It's in your email, Wendy.
Wendy, please, just let him speak.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Although this is not the same night as the earlier part of this meeting,
the same motion.
Can the chair ask members
please refrain from interfering or interrupting another member when they speak? Thank you. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Okay. So Robert's rule says the purpose of reconsidering a vote is to permit correction of hasty, ill-advised, or erroneous action, or to take into account added information or a changed situation that has developed since the taking of the vote. And it's always in order at any time, whether it's been on the agenda or not on the agenda, to reconsider a vote taken earlier in the meeting for the reason that I just read from page 304. So I guess my point of information for Lydia would be, which of these items that I mentioned is the basis for your bringing this motion? Is it that you're saying it was hasty, ill-advised, erroneous, or that there's been added information or a changed situation since the taking of the vote?
Added information, changed situation since the taking of the vote.
A point of order from Don White.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I happen to be away from a computer, and I cannot consider whether I would vote for or against adding this to the agenda unless I know specifically what it says. I'm sorry, I will need to have this motion read because I'm not at a computer. I'm not receiving emails. So what is the issue that she's bringing, that Lydia's bringing?
The issue that I'm bringing
on the phone. Hold on. Don, this is This is just simply a motion to reconsider a previously adopted motion. And if we defeat this, then it's moot point. Doesn't matter what motion. Because once we approve reconsideration, then there might be many, many other motions that come in. So right now we're saying to reconsider a previously adopted motion.
Objection.
And in accordance with, it says that you can do that if it's made on the next succeeding day within the session on which a business meeting is held. So it's page 305, not 304, it's 305 at line between 30 and 35. So the motion is in order to reconsider.
Okay, a point of order, Mr. Chair.
And the debate on the motion will come.
Yeah.
The reason for the motion is that they had until today to do the coin toss. It didn't happen. And so my reconsideration of the motion is that the KPFK elections work do so at KPFK tomorrow. They've agreed to do so at 11 a.m. And this motion was never directed to the LSV. At KPFC, it was very specific as to how it was to be conducted, not complied with, so trying to find the resolution since it was a PMB motion. Thank you.
And that can be further explored when we get into after we can, if we approve the reconsideration.
Well, I appreciate Lydia allowing me to know what the motion was.
Sure.
Thank you,
okay.
Lydia.
Yeah, thank you, Lydia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is Ray.
Ray. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that there were two issues there. One of them is whether it was in order, and then we just had to wait for the information to find out. Another point I wanted to make was
simply that there was a statement made that nobody sent any that motion. I did see that. I was kind of, I saw Michael asking for it to be sent and other folks. But I thought that didn't do it because I thought the secretary would send it, and I thought maybe members of that delegation from KPFT also had the same stability as any of us to send it. But that being said, I agree with Lydia that there was no request for any meeting of the LSB of KPFT to take place to do so. However, if the meeting, it's unfortunate I didn't do it within proper time, but if the meeting can do that to achieve this aim and something else, I support that.
Okay. Thank you. So with that, that stack is exhausted, and now we can go ahead and take a
can
vote.
Can I raise a point of order?
Yeah, go ahead.
While the motion is kind of confusing to me, I think I'm understanding it, but insofar as it suggests that anything other than the KPFT board would conduct the election, I think it would be out of order. If I'm reading article, I'm just saying, if I'm reading Article 5, Section 3B correctly, the election must be conducted by the KPFT membership, KPFT work, local station board membership. And there's no authorization for anybody other than that board to do the election, whether it's a KPFK working group or not. So I think the motion is out of order.
Okay.
I mean, even the motion to reconsider is out of order if the underlying motion that would be reconsidered is out of order. Isn't that correct?
No, it is not.
Considered at earlier meetings, we can discuss it. Are you opening it up for debate?
All I'm saying, we can discuss it, but it would be out of order.
No, we're not asking for a re-election or any ballot count.
I'm talking about a re-election. It says simply in Article 5, Section 3B, that each lake, that the...
Where are you, Thomas? Where?
Is, sir?
Where are you?
Article 5.
Huh? Article what?
Article 5, Section 3B. It says delegates for each radio station shall meet annually in each in early January to elect four directors. It doesn't say anything about working with another station doing that or conducting a tiebreaker of any kind.
We can explain it when we get to the item.
We can explain it out of order. We shouldn't be explaining it.
Please, one at a time. One at a time.
That's all I'm trying to say. And even when you look under
Margaret,
Article 16, Article 16, you're talking about the instant runoff voting of the members of the board that's electing their representative for this board. So it'd be out of order for anybody other than the KPFT board to conduct this. So a motion that would authorize anybody other than the KPFT board to do this would be out of order. It's illegitimate. We can't do anything illegitimate.
We can't authorize something that would violate the bylaws.
Mr. Chairman, I have to be honest.
I'm just opening up my 1 second here. Article.
Mr. Chair.
This is Randy. Point of order.
Was ruled on by the previous chair. We've already been having.
I'm not talking about what the previous chair ruled. The previous chair cannot authorize an act that would violate the bylaws. On
Article
5, Section 3B, the election.
Hold it.
No, we know.
Okay.
Hold it. He said hold it.
Let's
All right,
just a second. Hold it. Hold it, everybody, please.
I'm sorry. I would like to ask a point of order.
Just a second here. Let me get here first. Section 3B, the delegate for each radio station shall meet annually in early January to elect four directors. Is that the one?
That's not the issue, Mr. Chair.
Just a second. I'm just trying to ask Thomas.
Chair, can I be on the stack? AC.
The very first sentence, Mr. Chair, the delegate... Each radio station shall meet annually in early January to elect four directors to represent that radio station on the board.
That's correct.
It doesn't say anything else. And then when you go to Article 16 for instant runoff voting, it's talking about how to tabulate the instant runoff voting for the election of that director with the ballots being cast by the members of the local board.
Okay, now.
You can't have anything other than that local board doing the voting.
This is out of order. This is
not just a second. Hold it.
I already had a point of order.
I think you know what you. You know, but this is the way we can do it. You know what? The remedy is: what if they don't?
No, excuse me.
Just a second here, Thomas.
There's a point of order here.
Those are the issues. The both issues we have to address when we get to the point of reconsideration. We have previously adopted a motion. That motion. Then we can, when we get to reconsider that motion. We could say that motion that we adopted, it fulfills the intent of this bylaws. Okay? And at that time, you could say, all right, we don't need to, we can defeat any other option.
Well, what's the other one?
All right. So under that, my ruling is, this motion is in order to reconsider. And at that time, if you think that it's out of order for somebody to suggest that votes get counted somewhere else, then then you defeat it. That's it. And then you see that's out of order at that time.
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
LaVon Williams is not on the agenda.
All right, just one second here.
LaVon Williams is on the call.
I stand with Ambrose, and I'm going to say that item was not on the agenda. That's why we're not going to talk about it tonight. It was not on the noticed agenda.
Terrible.
Well, the motion, the agenda has been noticed. Public agenda has been noticed.
So rule on the point of order, sir.
I'm sorry?
Rule on my point of order.
I think it's not well taken.
Challenge the ruling of the chair.
All right.
Point of order, please. Could we please not talk over each other?
Madam Secretary.
I'm sorry. I already had a point of order already, so I would be first of the others because I put it before these and have not yet been recognized with my point of order.
Well, no, you go ahead. I'm going to recognize Wendy here first, and then we could get back to your point of order.
Okay, I already had put...
I'm done, sir.
And please take a roll call here to see if you want
Mary
to
Berg, can I put my point of order report?
No.
Point of order, Starf.
Linda, out of here.
Point of order.
First of all, let me deal with Wendy's point of order.
She's challenging the chair,
and I want her to take the vote. And to uphold the chair or not to uphold the chair regarding this issue of reconsideration of the motion. Go ahead, Wendy. Take your roll call. Mary Berg?
Thank you. My point of order is that we...
No. Take the roll call on Wendy's motion of her challenge to the chair.
I'm sorry.
Regarding reconsideration of this.
I'm sorry. I do not know what Wendy... motion is. We are at the point of order of approving the agenda. I don't know what motion could be in order. We have not yet.
Wendy says.
I didn't ever hear.
Wait a second. Hold it.
What is the
hold
motion?
It, Mary Berg? Hold it.
I need
Wendy,
to know.
Wendy
the motion.
Says. Wendy says the chair's ruling to reconsider previously adopted motion on Houston issue is out of order. And I said, it's not out of order because of these reasons. So you go ahead and take the roll and see who wants to uphold the chair and not. And if
the point of order was...
Okay, go ahead. Hold
it. State the point of order.
Take the roll call.
Sarv, you didn't correctly...
Mary Berg, take the roll call.
Would you please tell me what is the motion I can record it? I do not know what...
Okay,
Wendy
now,
has
you have a pen and
Wendy
pencil?
Please,
you have a pen and pencil?
What is the motion, Wendy? Can someone...
The motion,
sir, may I speak?
Lydia's motion, Mary.
No, Wendy.
Wendy said that it's out of order because it's not on the agenda. The chair said that it is in order. Wendy is appealing the rule of the chair.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
That's what I didn't hear. All right. Okay.
Point of inquiry, please. I'm just saying, what is the way to vote to sustain the chair's ruling?
To sustain the chair's ruling, say yes. Or no, whatever you decide.
Okay, Mary Berg, vote yes. Evelyn Bethune?
I vote not to sustain the chair's ruling.
You vote yes, did you say?
No, she votes no.
No, okay, I'm sorry, it's garbled and I can't. Thank you for clarification.
Yeah, Evelyn, your phone's breaking up.
Okay, I'll call back in.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
I vote. You are, what?
Yes.
You voted yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought, okay, you were voting to sustain the chair's ruling. Have I got this correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lydia Brazon.
No, that was Lydia. You called my name Lydia. Lydia voted yes.
Yes, I did. Okay, thank you. A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Abstain.
Bob Letterer?
Oh, Ambrose.
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Rob Robinson?
I abstain.
Robbins? Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Kaduma not present. Don White?
Hello?
Don White. Who was said hello?
That was Don, not AC.
Yeah, I'm asking. Don White is what I'm asking for the vote. I have AC's vote. Don White? Are you on mute? Pound.
Oh, Mary, I may have been on mute. I've been shouting at an empty telephone here.
Okay.
Abstention. Abstain.
Abstention. Okay, thank you. LaVarne Williams?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. No.
Okay. Michael Woodson?
I'm going to recuse my...
Okay, recuse. All right. Is there anyone that wasn't... that wanted to vote, whose name I didn't call? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm sorry I wasted your guys' time. I had no idea.
Thank you, Wendy. Just
8. Yes. 1, 2, Reno. And 4, no. Sorry. 1, 2, 4, no. And 1, 2, 3, abstain. So the chair should be upheld. 8 yes, 4 no, and 3 abstain.
All right. So the motion to reconsider is in order. So now somebody can make a motion to approve the agenda as
so moved.
All right. Second to that?
Second.
Second. All right. So we have 20 minutes for the first item and the 15 minutes for the second item. And the first item on the agenda is Bob Letterer's motion. Could you motivate that, Bob?
Yes. Well, let me read it first for those that may not have it in front of them. Whereas Pacifica's legal counsel, Dan Siegel, has determined that, quote, the only way in which Pacifica can be in compliance with its bylaw requirements that a local station board be comprised of 24 members and that it conduct business in accordance with Robert's rule is to retain in office those LSB members whose terms are due to expire but whose successors have not been seated, unquote. And whereas Mr. Siegel's legal opinion cites the following authorities, first one is Article 7, Section 1 of the Pacifica Bylaws, which states, quote, there shall be a standing committee of the Board of Directors for each foundation radio station, which shall be known as the Local Station Board, LSB, and Article 7, Section 2 of the Pacifica Bylaws, which states, quote, Each LSB shall consist of the 24 delegates elected by the members for that radio station, 18 listener-sponsored delegates, and 6 staff delegates, unquote, and Article 17 of the Pacifica bylaws, which states, quote, the rules contained in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, as amended from time to time, shall govern the foundation in all cases where they are applicable and in which they are not inconsistent with these bylaws or any special rules of order which the foundation may adopt, unquote, and Robert's Rules of Order, page 170, 1.6 through 7, which states, quote, committee members are presumed to serve until their successors are appointed, unquote. Therefore, be it resolved that, number one, the Pacifica National Board determines that in order to be properly constituted, a meeting of a local station board or an assembly of delegates must allow for the full participation of all 24 elected delegates, including those who are serving until their successors have been seated pursuant to a certification of the most recent delegate election. And number two, the Pacifica National Board will only recognize actions, resolutions, and election results arrived at in the above stated manner. And if I can now motivate?
Sure.
Okay, well, this issue has come up because there are now 3 stations that have not yet certified, for whom elections as delegates have not yet been certified, WBAI, WPFW, and KPFK, and questions have been raised about the legality and legitimacy of the 24-member boards or delegates continuing to serve during this interim period while we're waiting for the certification. Of course, everyone knows in WBAI it's because of a court order holding up the vote count. So it's a matter completely beyond the control of the LSB or the station. So Dan Siegel's legal opinion, I think, really clearly sets forth that it's unmistakable that boards must continue to function with the 24 people eligible to participate, and that any group of people who purports to be a legitimate board with less than those 24, if they're not inviting the full 24 to be present at meetings, has no validity whatever and should be disregarded, and any actions they take or any attempts they may make to elect directors to the PNB should be considered null and void. So I think it's very important that this board make clear our application, that we will apply the bylaws in a very direct way and not allow any either confusion or efforts to undermine what the bylaws and Robert's Rules clearly lay out as to the way to function properly with a board at its full contingent.
All right. Now I'll take a stack.
Wendy?
Sandra?
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Wendy, Sandra, and who else?
Evelyn.
I like
Mary Berg.
Wendy
and
Ray.
Mary Berg,
Wendy.
I will take 4. Are we, point of information, Mr. Chair, are we taking
just
2,
a second,
4, 2 again?
I'm taking a stack here.
A point of information, are we taking 2, 4, and 2 against, as is customary?
If a body would like that, that's usually what we've been doing, and so if that's okay with you, this body, then we'll do that. And that's our usual.
Am I on mute, or can I be heard?
I can hear you.
Okay, this is Don White. I would like to raise an objection to 2-4 and 2-against. This is too important, and I'm afraid vital information and vital perspectives will be left out. So I'd like to go on record as opposing 2-4 and 2-against as an unnecessary limitation of input from board members.
Okay.
I'll second Don's objection.
What we can do here, Don, is but when we get to the time, we have allocated 20 minutes for it. 15. What was it, 20 minutes?
20.
Okay. 20 minutes. After 20 minutes at that time, if you need more time, we can go ahead and we'll do it that way. So we have Wendy, Sandra, and who else?
Don White.
Wendy, Sandra, Don, who else?
Mary
Berg, I said.
Oh, just Mary, please. Just let's speak one person at a time.
Mary's your secretary.
I know, and you, how about you? Your secretary too?
Point of order, Mr.
Thank
Chair.
You. Wendy, Sandra, Don, Mary.
Is this a jab against women,
Mr. Chair, point of order, please.
Yes, what's your point of order?
or a point of information, but could everyone please stop interrupting? Let's not talk over each other. The meeting will move much faster. Please let's not do that.
Thank you very much. So, okay, go ahead, Wendy.
And can you put Ray, please?
Okay, Ray.
Thank you.
And this is Thomas. I've been trying to get recognized, too.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Wendy.
Thank you. Look, I really appreciate the motion. I don't think it's necessarily about three other stations. I think it's about WBAI, and I think that it's about you know, people whether it's a confusing situation there, that we've got a court hearing this Thursday at WBAI about people challenging the election because they didn't get ballots. And so I just want everybody to remember that it's only there's a holiday on tomorrow. Thank you. There's a holiday tomorrow, and then there's Tuesday, Wednesday, and then there's Thursday, where there's going to be a court decision on what happens with the WBAI election, or I hope there's a decision. We don't know, of course. There could be, it could have nothing, anything could happen, but that's the first time that this could be considered. And so, you know, I know that, you know, we had this situation at KPFT, and we were encouraged by all of the stations around the network when KPFT had a lab that was out of compliance, and we, at our station, we said, well, how about if we just form our own lab? And so we were encouraged by all the other stations, and I believe including Bob Lederer, to form a shadow lab, and we did that. And so people are now saying at BAI that, you know, they're the LSB, and other people are saying, no, we're the LSB. That's all wonderful and good. I don't think that the PNB needs to get involved at this point, because we can't tell what the court is going to do, and we just have to wait until Thursday. So I would just vote against this motion because I don't really quite understand it. I don't understand how it affects the people that have been elected so far. You know, they've had an election for the PNB temporary directors. Bob was arguing to go against the bylaws and elect temporary directors. Now he's arguing to go with the bylaws and have 24 directors. So I just don't think that we have enough information to vote on this at this time, and I would urge us to not do it. Wait until Thursday. They have their temporary people in place for the meeting that's going to start on Thursday.
Okay, thank you. Sandra,
I would like to get on the stack.
The fourth thing is Wednesday. I forget.
And Bob on the stack, please.
I would like to get on the stack.
Just who was before Bob?
A bunch of people.
Just a second. Let me hear him.
Lisa, yes, also.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Sandra.
Yes. I kind of want to reiterate what Wendy has just stated, but my major concern is that the National Board not seat their new directors until all of these election issues resolved. So I would make a motion that we postpone the seating of the 2008 Pacifica National Director till all local station board elections have been resolved. Thanks.
Now, there's a previously adopted motion, so this one would be a motion to reconsider what was previously adopted. Is that what you want to do?
To do what's right.
No. I have to ask you, because I can't make the decision for you.
Well, okay. If it was previously adopted that we would just seat PNB directors nilly, then I would say that we wait until all of the elections have been completed at the local station board level, and then all elections for the three delegates, including resolving what's going on at KPFC, before we seat the Pacifica National Board for 2008.
That's a different motion. That's a motion to rescind a previously adopted motion. So,
Mike,
you want to do that? And could you... This was the previously adopted motion was this. I can recite it for you.
So are you telling me?
No, I'm just telling you what the previously adopted motion is, so that your motion is what you want to replace that motion, and if that's the case, then it's if
I would substitute my motion was previously adopted or ask my motion be reconsidered.
Okay, well, what we can do is we can vote against this motion there, and then we bring it to yours, because they're talking about two different issues.
And it gets really complicated in motion sickness right now.
I understand. We all are.
Excuse me, Sarv.
Okay. Just go ahead, Dan.
This is Dan.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I hate to intervene, but
right.
I think that Sandra's motion is improper. I don't think the board can refuse to seat those PNB members who have been duly elected. KPFA, KPFT have elected their PNB members. Under the bylaws, they have to be seated. You can't delay it.
That's correct. For that reason, it'd be out of order.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to order here, but I challenged from Mr. Siegel that...
Oh, no, you don't challenge Mr. Siegel. You challenge the chair. Because Mr.
Okay.
Siegel is giving his opinion, that's all.
Okay, I appreciate his opinion. The chair in that three of the five signals...
I'm on the phone.
Please mute your telephone. Go ahead, Sandra.
Three of the five areas have not included their have not seated their LSB members. Therefore, not in good faith go forward with seating their members.
Okay. So my ruling on that is that the motion is out of order at this time, and so...
Damn.
So... And we proceed then.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So let's go ahead and continue on with Bob's motion there, Bob Letter's motion, and discussion on it. And the next person on the stack is Don.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm very leery of this motion, and I must admit that I'm a little confused. In my understanding, this board actually passed a prior motion actually allowing the LSB, which continues to serve until replaced, we allowed the LSB in New York, a WBAI, to conduct an election consistent with our motion, and WBAI's LSB elected PNB directors. And now it sounds as though, after following our directions, we're reversing ourselves, and I would like to ask Bob Lederer, if this motion passes, are the individuals who were elected by the LSB in New York then considered unelected? And I just want to warn and kind of alert people to the process where someone is elected in a signal area, and then the board comes back and passes new motions to unelect them. It's a very, very bad process. So can I be assured that the LSB, a WBAI, their decision around the directors that they have recently elected, that that will be honored, notwithstanding whether this motion passes or not?
Can I answer, Sarv?
Sure, if you have the answer, if you know the answer, go ahead.
Okay. The intent of my motion is the opposite of what you're afraid of. It's actually to reaffirm and reinforce the decision that this board made a few weeks ago, allowing a system where there's a delayed certification to have interim elections. After that motion was passed, the WBAI LSB did indeed do just that. They held a meeting where there were candidates who had been duly noticed. They were voted on. Four people were elected. Okay, then at the end of that meeting, a member of the board stood up and said, because this meeting is illegal because it has 12 people whose terms have expired, the real LSB is going to be meeting at a coffee shop a block away, and we're going to elect the PNB directors. Whereupon they went to that coffee shop, which, by the way, wasn't fully wheelchair accessible and had no public notice in advance. It was about 10:30 at night, and they proceeded to have what they claimed, this group of actually only 7 members out of a 24-member body, purported to constitute a legal LSB and hold a quote-unquote director's election, where they elected 4 people to that they are now saying they're going to insist be seated by the PNB in New Jersey on Friday. So this motion is to make it clear that only a properly constituted board that's open to all 24 people has the right to elect members to the board or to pass any other kind of motions, because this so-called board also passed other motions to interfere with the GM hire at WBAI.
Thank you.
A question, Mr. Chairman, just one simple question to Bob, just to clarify this finally. Okay, Bob, then would you tell the PNB tonight who are the 4 who were elected by what you consider to be the duly constituted LSB?
Yes, the three listener representatives are Lisa Davis, Carolyn Burden, and Nia Bediako, and the one staff person is myself.
All right.
Okay. Why are we talking about this?
Sorry. Okay. The next.
I needed clarity. I just needed clarity.
Why are we having a meeting at
Mary?
All?
I think this is
Mary Burke. Mary. Well, I'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I heard people say they were confused. They're confused. To me, this is very clear. I think Bob, what I was going to say, Bob said it partially now, and I realized done that some confusion also. It's a very simple case. We have established a base on a post from a decision posted by the legal advisor, attorney, then legal. And also based on that resolution, by that motion by the board, that it was legal for the LSBs to go ahead and have intermediate election for directors. On that basis, elections were held. People were nominated and elected. As Bob says, and I'll make it shorter, this body, by the way, was reporting incredibly inaccurate way. Actually, three of us at the second meeting that they held went to that meeting specifically to tell them again that meeting was illegal, improper, and should not be taking place. And they had the nerve in reporting on that meeting to count us as attending the meeting and not voting, and not objecting to their motions, which is outrageous morally to portray it that way. So this body, self-constituted body, went out, as Bob said, at the end of a legal meeting to decide, 7 individuals decided they were going to create their own group. So I heard somebody says, well, this alternate group just did it because we had done it during the fight, so they should go ahead and sit there. The delegate is incredible. This is illegal. It should not be, I've never heard of anything like that happening before, and it should not be allowed. And that's what this motion is about, to reaffirm that we have chaos over there, that there was an election that was done legally, and then when the judge does the decision, it's a decision, depending on the decision, if it's necessary, there'll be another election. We'll move forward. Thank you.
Thanks. This is Wendy. Put me on the stack. LaVarne on the stack, please. Wendy, please.
We are up on time. And
move to extend for 5 minutes.
I move to extend for 15 minutes. A second, Lisa's motion.
Motion to extend time for 15 minutes. Any objections to that?
No.
No objections? All right.
Wendy?
Next person on the agenda is on the
Sandra?
Thomas.
LaVarne?
No, it's Thomas. Thank you, please.
But you got Wendy and LaVarne and Rob?
Wendy,
you
come back. Since you're
I was trying to.
You have me on the.
Just a second, hold it.
You got, all
hold
we want to know, sir, is that
it.
You have us.
Hold it. I'm going to do those people who have spoken.
Guys, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm just trying to be acknowledged. This is Sandra.
You're trying to do what?
Be acknowledged. Sir, how is the stack looking? Tell us.
Wendy, you'll be after Levan.
I want to know how everybody
Wendy,
finds out.
Wendy, you're taking up time. We have 15
Thomas,
minutes.
Lisa,
please.
Bob, Levan, Wendy, and some other people. Who are? You know, we have only 15 minutes. If you want to spend them just like that, we have
No, let's go ahead,
Thomas.
Please, people, stop interrupting.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Thank you. Thanks to Bob's statement about and the background of all of this, we see that we have a very urgent matter. And I think it has to be dealt with. I think it should be dealt with firmly, but I think the proposal on the board is not the appropriate one. And I have two basic problems with it. First of all, the meeting that took place at the coffee shop was, as Bob noted, without notice and without a quorum. So the meeting is illegitimate anyway. There wasn't even emergent circumstances that would have justified a gathering of seven to purport to act for the whole board without a quorum and without notice. In other words, if there was some tragedy that overswept New York and died except those seven, then those seven, because of some need to protect WBAI Pacifica assets, may have called the meeting and acted in the name of the WBAI board. And may actually have legitimately claimed the basis for waiving notice and for calling themselves as the only survivors a quorum, but that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with some people probably acting on the basis of something they think is right, but they're acting in an illegitimate manner. So their action wouldn't be recognized by this board anyway. We don't need to take up the time that we're taking to pass a resolution to tell these seven members of the WBAI local station board that their actions like that in the future will be illegal and not recognized by this board. And in that vein, what I'm troubled by is that Bob, by his motion, is actually inviting the national board to take a side in this conflict that's evident within the WBAI local station board, and we haven't had a chance to hear the other side, which seems like it's totally wrong. And also, we're prejudging the matter before these people send their so-called national representatives to the board meeting that's supposed to take place next week. And so I think it would make us look like we prejudged the matter, we're biased, and we've accepted the arguments made by people speaking on Bob's side of the issue, but we haven't heard the other side. So it would look like we're just totally biased and we're not giving the whole board the time of day on a very important issue. So that's the first thing. We would be unwise to adopt this without having, first of all, the issue presented to us as a problem next week at the board, and then we're prejudging it and showing our bias. Then I have a concern with the wording, which in and of itself makes the motion illegitimate. In an email that I sent out, I cited, I believe, Article 4, Section 5 of the Pacifica bylaws that basically say that the elections for Pacifica have long since ended. At least the deadline for the elections have long since ended. The last date of the elections would have arguably been December 14th, and the results should have been announced on December 15th. And that would have been with a certification, the last date for certification being December 14th. Because there has been no quorum in D.C., we can't certify the election, not legitimately. So this resolution would operate inappropriately with D.C. because it says in the last clause, in the last phrase of paragraph 1 of the Be It Resolved statement, until the successors have been seated pursuant to a certification of the most recent delegate election. The WPFW board election cannot be certified. And Bob said that this motion would cover WPFW, WBAI, and KPFT, I believe he said. So it would be totally inappropriate for any local station election that has not yet been certified. Because the most recent delegate election which would have been this year, can't be certified for WPFW. And if any other station in that same vein, it can't they can't legitimately be certified. Except perhaps at WBAI, where the matter, I take it, has all been stayed by a judge. And so to the degree that the judge has issued an injunction stopping the count and everything, stopping the whole process, then arguably the judge could interpret the bylaws such that his injunction, once it's lifted, could allow for the certification. But we don't know what the judge's ruling would be. So at present, the concept of certification as stated in Bob's proposed resolution makes this bylaw, this proposal, illegitimate. And I would close in this. We have a habit within Pacifica of citing bylaws when they suit our interests and then violating the bylaws or ignoring them when they don't suit our interests. And I think particularly for a board member as astute as Bob is, as well-versed in the bylaws and as well-versed in Robert's rules, and for someone not being a lawyer, as pretty well-versed in the law, to propose something that is illegitimate. And I'm not saying he's doing it out of malicious motives, but something that's illegitimate, it stains the reputation of the board, and it makes our deliberations something that's not trustworthy. We've got to stop this. So I think the best thing is for us to wait until these people act next week, and if they act illegitimately, then we can deal with it and have all the facts before us. Thank you.
Thank you.